Let us pray. May the word of God be spoken and the word of God be heard. Amen. Please be seated. Well, good morning, my friends in Christ. Good morning. It's a joy to be with you today. My name is Michael Hun, and I'm your bishop. And I've been your bishop for about 3 weeks. So it's a joy to be here with you in Farmington. And we have a delightful celebration, some confirmations and reception and reaffirmation. It's a joyful day in the church. I bring you greetings from Episcopalians all across the Diocese of the Rio Grande, the entire state of New Mexico, the far western part of Texas. I also bring you greetings from Episcopalians all over the United States, south to Ecuador, throughout Europe, and over in Taiwan. And I bring you greetings from the Anglican Communion, scattered all over the world. I was with the presiding bishop yesterday as we ordained the new bishop of Western Kansas. And so he said, tell the folks in Farmington that I'm thinking about them. So the presiding bishop is praying for you all this morning. So welcome. The year was 1865. The United States had been in the midst of a civil war for 4 years. Does this ring a bell? Do you all remember this from way back in history class? 4 years, the United States had been fighting North versus South. This was a war that divided families. Brothers were shooting at brothers in the midst of the trees. Families were split and divided. More Americans lost their lives in the Civil War than in any war before or since. And so all across the country, people were living in wartime. They were worried that they didn't have enough food because the soldiers might come through and take what they had. Farmers were worried about planting their crops because they were worried that an army might march through and either take it or burn it. People were worried about their children dying in the war, never coming home again. But after 4 years of this intense conflict, in April of 1865, General Robert E. Lee surrendered, gave unconditional surrender, and the peace began. Now, you know, anytime something begins, something else ends. And when it came to the ending of the Civil War, for the peace to begin, the war had to stop. The guns had to stop firing. People had to stop taking up arms against each other. It wasn't an easy transition because we didn't have the internet back then. And so, although surrender had been declared in April, on the East Coast, out here in Texas and New Mexico, they didn't know. So they kept fighting and killing each other. And gradually the word spread, coming west by rail when that was possible, and then by horse when it wasn't. Can you imagine if you were one of the messengers coming into a place that had been at war for 4 years? And you were the only person on that train or the only person riding into town who knew that the war was over. Peace was beginning. The wave of peace kind of came west as people started to hear this good news that the war was finished. You don't have to kill each other anymore. And yet, you know what? I bet a lot of people didn't believe it when they first heard it. Because why am I supposed to listen to you, stranger, just came into town? Maybe that's a political thing you're trying to do to get me to stop being on my guard. Right? It's not easy to bring something to an end and change to something else. It's not easy to stop your warfare mindset and to live in peace. It took a while. It took a while for people to start feeling confident enough that they could go ahead and plant their crops with some assurance that the only thing they had to worry about was would there be enough rain. They didn't have to worry about soldiers burning the crops. It took a while for them to realize that they could reach out to their neighbor who had been fighting on the other side, for families to reconcile, to see each other not as enemies anymore, but as somehow fellow citizens in this new reign of peace. It must not have been easy. Well, my friends, today is the first Sunday of Advent. the advent of Jesus Christ coming into the world. We are preparing and making welcome for this baby that Mary has been carrying to come into the world. And we call Mary the Theotokos, the God-bearer, the woman who brought into the world God's only Son. But not only that, because the birth of Jesus Christ changed the entire world. God, who created the universe and made the dragonfly's wing and the dinosaur's tooth and your hair and mine, God, who made the entire universe, is about to be born into this world. God is coming to join us here. And God's birth in the person of Jesus Christ, his life, his death and resurrection on the cross, forever changed the reality of this universe. And you and me, we know it. We've heard it. We have heard this good news. And yet we live in a world that is at war. We live in a world that is full of violence, where people's anger and frustration are ripping us apart, where because of race or the language we speak or how much money we have or what our political beliefs are, we divide each other up and we treat each other poorly and we call each other names and we don't share with certain people. We live in a world that is full of violence and pain, where selfishness seems to be the only answer because I got to worry about you. Am I right? Is that the world we live in? Have you watched the news lately? My goodness. And yet, look at us gathered here today. Different people. We would only know and love each other because of church. Isn't that the truth? Jesus Christ has created a community that would not exist out there in the world because God's love has changed the reality of the universe. And you know it, and I know it, because we have seen a glimpse of it. And so we are called to proclaim to a broken and hurting world the love of God in Christ. And some people have never heard it. And a lot of people don't believe it. How is it that I should give to the poor? Shouldn't they pull themselves up by their own bootstraps? How is it that I should love my neighbor? Because I know she's a Democrat. How is it that I can extend welcome and hospitality to people I don't know? Because of the love of Jesus Christ has changed the reality of this world, making possible community and love and forgiveness for everybody, even you, even me. We can learn love and forgiveness in places like this church because Jesus Christ has come to change the world. And so today, we're going to welcome four young men into the household of Jesus Christ through baptism in the waters. Their old life will pass away, and a new possibility will become real for them today. And we're going to all see it. And then we're going to have a number of other people who are going to confirm their commitment to living the love of Jesus Christ and not living the violence and brokenness of this world. And we're going to bear witness to that too. My friends in Christ, we need each other. If we're going to proclaim God's love to the world so broken as the one we live in, we've got to stay close to the message of Jesus Christ. We've got to read our gospel every day. We've got to pray to God every day. We've got to come to church every week, receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ often. Because the world out there is going to try to tell you that violence is what's going to win, that anger is the real truth, that hatred is the only way you're going to be safe. The world is going to try to tell you those messages. But we know that the war is over, that Jesus Christ has been born, that God's love is stronger than death, that God's generosity makes it possible for us to share what we have, we can bear witness to a new reality. For that is the ultimate truth, because Jesus Christ is coming. Amen.